an economic bombshell basically just went off in the United States, and it shows just how bad the American economy is right now. So these are the annual benchmark revisions. So these are the non-farm payrolls, not to get into too much of the weeds, but basically the Bureau of Labor Statistics has now revised these numbers that the Biden administration told us about, and it turns out 818,000 jobs that the Biden-Harris White House claimed that they created do not exist. Wouldn't you love to know? To me, this is like criminal, because you're lying to the American people. You're telling the American people that you created nearly a million jobs and you're using it to curry political favor. And it's a total lie. You're lying to the American people.
Well, yes, especially because this is the one metric that they've been using to say that the economy is recovering. So they know inflation is wild, up in wild numbers. They know that the dollar has been devalued. They know that wages are down. They know all of these things, but they've been saying, yes, but jobs numbers are up. Turns out that's a lie. So this is the only thing they've got. And we see them say, repeating this over and over again. There was a hilarious video with Don Lemon over the weekend that was trending where he was telling people, Trump voters who were saying, no, the economy was better under Trump. And he says, no, the numbers don't support that. This is all they had. Now there are no numbers that support that we are better off under the Biden-Harris administration.
So Don Lemon using basically fake numbers to go out and kind of provoke people on the boardwalk, which was hilarious. So yes, the Biden administration, Harris administration, passed the numbers to make it look like they created nearly a million jobs that they didn't.
This is a huge revision down, 818,000 fewer jobs. This is basically the government's overstated the amount of people in the workforce. And even when you look under this, manufacturing was down 115,000 people. So this is a revision down, a significant revision down, the largest in 15 years that we've seen. And it basically says that the government has now overstated the amount of people who are working in this workforce. It shows weakness in the job markets over the past year that we didn't realize was there, but now we know is there. So again, 818,000 overall jobs down, manufacturing down 115,000 in this. And if you just wrote construction down 45,000. So these numbers are huge numbers in revisions down.
So those are jobs that existed at this time last year, and they don't exist this year. So at this time last year, 800,000 people more had jobs than they don't now.
We've already exposed how they lied about the crime rates, how the Biden administration lied about the crime rates, and they hid the real FBI crime data. And they worked in conjunction with the FBI to hide these numbers, by the way. We've exposed that. We had a former FBI data analyst on the show to explain exactly how the Biden administration is faking these numbers, so you don't believe anything that they're saying. And now they're caught lying about jobs data. What else are they lying about? I ask you. What do you think? Just so you understand what kind of a shell game this is, okay? Almost all of the jobs that were added were government jobs, and they were indirectly paid for by taxpayers. In other words, government-funded jobs, not real jobs, government jobs. Just take a look at this. As EJ Antoni points out, more than half the jobs added in the last year were either in government or paid for by tax dollars. Like when the government gives a grant to a hospital, which then uses that money to hire a nurse, it's essentially an indirect hire by the government. Look at this. Healthcare, government, leisure, hospitality, construction. So more than half of them were government jobs or paid for indirectly by taxpayers. Again, what a shell game. So 2 weeks ago, though, I have a question for Jerome Powell, because he's in Jackson Hole, Wyoming right now. Of course, they're having their big Fed kind of private meeting right now. And they're planning on slashing interest rates in September, right? So did Powell know these data points 2 weeks ago when he said this about the labor market, or is he lying? Watch.
Overall, a broad set of indicators suggest that conditions in the labor market have returned to about where they stood on the eve of the pandemic. Strong, but not overheated.
So did he have that data? Was he lying to us?
Did he have bad data like the rest of us?
I mean, this is the largest revision of labor numbers in 15 years, folks. So also the average monthly jobs increase in the past year was just revised lower as well. 31% from 218,000 down to 150,000. This is a new payroll change number. Take a look at this on your screen here. It looks like the Italian flag. You can see that there. It looks the average monthly payroll changes. Let me get to this other page because it looks like we won't have it there. Let's take it and cut to it. There we go. So there's the average monthly payrolls change, pre-revision down 31% from 218,000, which they told us, down to 150,000. Unbelievable. As DC Drano says, he says, let's see here. I'll put this up here. Next image. There we go. Nothing to see here. Just the biggest downward jobs numbers since the great financial crisis of 08. Biden and Kamala lied about almost 1 million jobs being created that don't actually exist. Just like when they said the border is secure and crime is down.
Now, when you think about how the government only allows us to see certain reports and records and hides a lot more than we actually get to see. I mean, how did we even get to see this is the question, knowing how much information they hide from us. Were they just wondering if maybe we wouldn't see it ourselves, or maybe worried that someone else would do the math? It's shocking to the fact that they've at least admitted to it, but it is what consumers already feel is just the circling of the drain of the economy based on every metric that we have. Again, the value of the dollar, inflation, and now joblessness. So what do they got? So stop saying the economy is good and recovering, because the numbers just don't add up in math.
Well, you want to, and you want to see like how corrupt the mainstream media is. I mean, the mainstream media, if you look at like Drudge, not that I encourage any of you to like read Drudge Report, but like even just like an example, like Drudge Report this afternoon, there's the top stories have nothing to do with the economy. Like, they're totally ignoring this story. They're talking about the election will come down to 7 states. Democrats are the party of freedom. Stock market now says there's a 64% chance that Kamala Harris wins. Tonight, Bill Clinton's big return to the stage at the DNC, Michelle Obama. There's nothing on the top stories about this major economic story, which shows the largest revision in 15 years, which is a major kick in the pants to the labor market, which we've been talking about here. Either a lot of these jobs being replaced by AI, mm-hmm. or a lot of these jobs being replaced by illegal immigrants.
Right. And so when you see, you know, these media, what they call man on the street, when the media goes around to people and they're saying, oh, you know, why would you vote for Trump? And then they're being told, oh, because the economy was better under Trump and my finances were better. The media is telling them, no, actually, that's not true. You have a short term memory. And it's gaslighting at its worst when we see, again, the numbers just don't support that.